Howdy, hey, hello. Welcome to Munch and Mingle and to another week. We are so happy to have you here. I am very excited for you guys to meet today's guest. You've definitely heard me talk about her. Her name is infamous in not only this podcast, but in our lives. I have got who I know as Grandma Me on today. But to you, she might be Grandma Me too. Linda.
Hi.
Hi. This is Britton's grandma. This has been a long time coming. She has an incredible life story and still plenty of life to live. But the life that she's had so far is incredible. And I just think she has a great message for women right now in our day and age. We're going to just get right into it. But before we do, we're going to go to your munchie real fast, which you can just tell us about it.
Okay. I'm into fruit right now and I love pears. And so I've been buying a few pears and eating them when Rob's not around so that I don't have to offer him half of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, they're good. So we got the fruit tray today. Yes. It was good. Yes. Okay. Well, there's so much depth kind of where we're getting to, but we have to give you like where it came from. So real briefly, where did you grow up? What was life like?
Well, I grew up in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I graduated from Warren County High School, Go Dragons. And that was eons ago. I have a really big family. There were 10 children. There are five of us who have passed away. We're kind of at that time in life, but I have wonderful brothers and sisters. I love my mom and dad. My mother actually lived with me the last 10 years of her life. And that was what a great experience that was for me. When I was 19 years old, unfortunately, I got married and really young to get married, especially when you struggled in your childhood. So we got married. I think 20 years later is when I began to kind of grow up and realize the things that I really loved and needed in life. My former husband and I divorced. And 2 years later, I married Rob, who is my sweetheart. We've had a wonderful life.
Great life.
We've been married for 36 years.
You have three children.
Yes, I do. He has two. So together we have five children.
At this moment, so you divorced after, how old was Heather?
Heather was 10.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You started working. It was right after you divorced.
Right. I went to work for a real estate company that built apartment complexes, and I went and worked part-time for them. They began to boom, and in the next 5 years, I created a search and marketing team searching for new properties all over the United States. Was very successful there and worked there for 5 years, loved every minute of it. And then the company folded because of tax laws. Then I was left looking for another job. I needed to work financially, but I also needed to work for me, for my heart, for my soul.
How were you keeping the balance between, you still have some kids at home, and something, you know, September actually talked about on our episode, even though you had gotten divorced and you were remarried, your kids still were like a big priority.
Yes. And fortunately, the job that became my ultimate career, which was Avon Products, gave me the flexibility to be at home at those times that I needed to be and I could work. And so that's the way I worked my career for the next 20 years. But my kids were the most important thing in the world to me. And between Rob and me and Mike, my former husband, we were a great team.
You guys really are. Because even now, we'll get together at family functions and you and Mike are there and you are friends to each other.
You know, McKenna, that's for another episode. I would really love to talk about
how we
came to that. But we have had a wonderful life with Mike and Nelta, his now wife, and Rob and I. And we have a great life and great friendships.
You heard it here. Episode number two will come. Yeah. Okay, so Avon. So you finished at that other company that folded. How did we get here?
Well, in the early 90s, a friend of mine called me and said, I hear you're looking for a job. And I said, yes, I am. And she said, I'm leaving Avon and moving to a place in Nevada. I would really love for you to interview for this job. You would love it. I just took her word for it and called my soon-to-be boss and set up an interview, drove to Nashville from Memphis, had the interview, and was hired within a week. it was an incredible company. I was an employee of Avon, by the way. I had never sold Avon, but my mother did when I was growing up. And I remember those products with great fondness. I'd been married for 20 years and then for about 4 or 5 more years. So I've been 25 years out of my childhood, out of my 19-year-old self.
Wow.
And I'd raised my children, and I had no idea that I would be able to get that kind of a career at that age. I was 47 years old when I went to work for Avon.
Wow.
And I've often stood in big meetings at Avon and told them one of the things that I loved about Avon was that they took a chance on a woman who was already into the second quarter of her life. I like to say that Avon was good to me, but I was really good to Avon too. It was a great partnership.
It's something that goes through your family line. You all are incredible workers. Tell us, because I think this is so fascinating, tell us what you did at your job.
Well, when I was hired as a district manager in Memphis, Tennessee, and I had a quarter of the local area. My roles and responsibilities were to bring new people into Avon to sell, to train them, go with them in training, to show them the ropes, and then to gather all the things that they would sell, and then they would be shipped to their homes. We did that on a 2-week basis. It was incredible. I had about 400 or 500 representatives that I adored. Then I would hold training meetings for them in different areas of my district. But that's what I did for 4 or 5 years. And when I tell you that I didn't know if I was going to be able to be successful, I was shocked at how my heart and mind opened up at that time in my life. Because all at once, I was doing a job that I really had no preparation for. I'd never sold anything in my life. And all at once, I was one of the top in my whole area. And I had representatives who were selling millions of dollars a year. And in fact, I had the top seller in the United States for a while. But my role was to make sure that they were getting to live out their dreams. Some of them wanted to just stay home and be a mom. Some of them wanted to find a career, and I could help them do whatever they wanted to. And I did that for 4 years.
Wow.
And then I was promoted to a division sales manager. And a division sales manager would manage maybe 20 district managers and have responsibility for all of their sales. So I did that for about 5 years. And then I was promoted to be an area sales director. I had responsibility for a good portion of the Western United States. My role then was to increase sales, to motivate division managers and the district managers, and increase sales and get to know them and make sure that they knew that there was a career in Avon, regardless of what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I loved the most about Avon was that the women who worked for Avon, they were looking for relationships. They were looking sometimes to buy milk for their family. Sometimes they were looking mm-hmm. to fill their time. And then other times they were truly ready to go find a career. That's the thing I love. And I spent so much of my time as a area director flying to every place you can imagine in the Western United States. I had almost 1 million miles in 10 years.
Wow.
But I flew all the time. I had an office in Pasadena, and I spent my time there. Home office was in New York, and I spent a week each month in New York. It was an incredible experience. The job of my dreams. After I was 47 years old. Is that not amazing? And I worked for about 15 years, and then I did some other things. And then Rob got cancer, and I actually retired when I was 62 years old.
Wow. There's so many family photos of you traveling. And this is also the really cool part. You would go travel, and then Grandpa Rob would get to spend time with all the grandkids.
Yes, he did. He's been a wonderful grandfather, and every one of them just adore him. They call him Grandpa Rob. He took care of my mother while I traveled for 10 years. He loved the grandchildren. Also, Rob and I traveled an incredible amount of time. I earned several trips. When you earn a trip with Avon, it's about the most fantastic trip you could take. We've been from Argentina to Spain, to Amsterdam, Germany, Guadalupe, Singapore, China, Bali, one of our favorite trips. Oh. And then we have been on enough cruises, I don't have fingers and toes. And most of them, I was an executive as I traveled with these. And so in our older life, we just love spending time with the family because we've traveled just about as much as we want to travel.
Yeah.
It was really an incredible job, an incredible job. And I'm grateful every day for the opportunity I had to work for Avon.
And it still plays a little part in your life. We still see products here and there.
Yeah,
and I love
and
it.
You know, that's another thing that I love. I always had a regular book, a book from the campaign, and I pass it out, and I absolutely love it. And I kind of have a little closet of all my Avon products that I still use. And the thing about Avon, it probably is the best kept secret in the world. And I have worn Avon products since I went to work for Avon. I still use a base makeup. Mm-hmm. I use eyeshadow. I still use nail polish, everything that they make. It's a great company. I used to say when I went to work for Avon, my blood type changed. I used to have type A. And after I went to work for Avon, I had type AVON.
Oh my goodness.
it's strange because I didn't have a clue that I had this in me. Mm-hmm. I didn't. And it's like something burst in my heart and my soul, and I became my role. Mm-hmm. It was an amazing experience.
Something you talked about earlier, you had what you feel like a lot of callings in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that you feel helped you for this.
Yes.
What were those?
You asked me earlier what prepared me for the business side mm-hmm. of this. My mom and my dad had an upholstery business while I was growing up and after I left home and got married. I never really saw the business side of that. I knew they made enough money to put food on the table after my dad had retired from driving a truck. Mm-hmm. But I never really knew the business. But I think I learned how to run a business. It came as instinct, the business side of it. But I came to know how to run a business from being a primary president in the church or young women's president, mm-hmm. where I had to manage a lot of people and a staff of teachers and secretaries. And then I worked in the women's organization in our church for a long time, where I planned parties mm-hmm. and taught lessons. I feel like that my church experience probably helped me as much as anything to be successful.
Never discount a calling. Right?
That's right.
You never
right.
know where it's going to
right.
go.
And you know, another thing too, I traveled quite extensively, but during that time, I still served in the church and still do, even at my young 78 years old.
Right.
but I still direct the music, and I've done that all of my life. But when I worked for Avon, the 10 years that I traveled, every weekend, I still had a huge choir that performed quite often. And I came home almost every weekend and worked with that choir. And that's what Avon afforded me the opportunity to do.
Sometimes it's hard for women to know, can you work and have kids? And I think you've proved it is, you know, you raised your babies. Yes, when you started working, you still had kids at home, but they were a little bit older. And you started at 47, this giant job, and it's provided so much life to your life. But if you could give any advice to anyone but facing that obstacle?
Well, the first thing is don't be afraid to wait. I have always said I have achieved some pretty incredible things in my life, but don't be afraid to wait. The thing that I have done that is the most important thing in the entire world is raise my kids. They are the crowning jewel of my life. And I think about the grandchildren that are mine. Rob and I together have 16 grandchildren, and we have 5 great grandchildren, 2 of which are McKenna's, but they're all under 3. They're so cute. And we adore them. I love raising my children, and that's what was really important to me. So don't be afraid to wait. Get your education as quickly as you can, but those children are important. At least they were to me. And so that's the first thing that I would say. The second thing that I would say is to have faith while you're doing this. Rely on prayer and on the Spirit to tell you and to guide you through these sometimes tumultuous times and good times. When Rob and I lived in Memphis, I got the opportunity to be promoted. And if I have time, I want to just tell this quick story. Mm-hmm. I got the opportunity to be promoted to Chicago to be a division manager, which was the next step up. Now, it wasn't my desire to be a division manager in Chicago. I wanted to go to Utah because that's where all of my grandchildren lived. That's where my 3 children lived, and they were having grandchildren. And I spent a lot of time trying to fly out here or drive out here to see these little grandchildren. So when I was promoted, Utah and Colorado were in the area that I was promoted to into Chicago. And I was so excited because I just had the faith that once I was trained, that perhaps I could get settled into one of those divisions. And even if I lived in Chicago, I could be out there and be with my kids some. Well, as fate would have it, Rob and I had been in Chicago a month. They completely redid the regions and they took Utah and Colorado and put it in the West region, not the Midwest. And so here I am in Chicago, the coldest place I've ever been, the windiest place I've ever been, and I'm being trained to have a job in the Chicago area. And I was just devastated, but I knew the Lord didn't bring me that far, and I just had faith that something would happen, that we could get out here. Once I got through my year's training, we went out to the Coronado Hotel in San Diego and had a big celebration of our promotions, and we got to speak at this banquet that they were holding for us. After it was over, I actually spoke last, and after it was over, my boss from Chicago came up to me and said, "Linda, I think I'm getting ready to make your dreams come true." The vice president of the West region just came up to me and said, "Does Linda have a job?" And he says, "No, I haven't placed her yet." And he said, "Do you mind if I interview her? I think I have a place for her." The next morning, I had an interview. We talked a while, and he says, "Let me ask you a question." He said, "I know that you have always wanted to come out here to be with your grandchildren." And I said, yes, I have. And he said, "Well, you get the ball started and you move to Utah, because I don't know where I'll place you, but you can always travel out of Utah." What a blessing. What a test of faith. Oh my goodness. That a year of living in Chicago, the coldest and windiest place I've ever lived in my life, I was then moved to Utah, and this is where I've been for the last 25 years. Here we are. And so I say, just listen to the Lord and have faith. If you're doing something that you want to do, that you've prayed about and feel good about it, just move forward with it as though it is the thing for you. And I've just been amazed. I feel like that's just one of the most incredible stories that has ever happened to me. It's one of the most incredible matters of faith and of physicality. So I would say, stay with faith that you know that can guide and lead you through life. And then the third thing is, and this is the most important thing and the hardest thing you'll ever do, and that is work-life balance.
100%.
And I used to draw for all of my managers and representatives. I used to do a flip chart. In the middle, I would draw your job, Avon. And around it, I'd draw a great big circle. And I would put family and church and friends, recreation and vacation. And in the ideal world, Avon stays that small piece in the middle and everything else gets big. But what usually happens in a job like mine, or in any kind of career like this, what happens is that the job gets to be the biggest mm-hmm. thing, and all the other things fall into the reality of life. Mm-hmm. And so I've spent my life trying very hard to make sure that my husband and my children and my grandchildren got as much of me as Avon did. And I used to say that I've always said that Avon was good to me, but I was good to Avon in that manner. And I feel like that the one of the messages that I took to so many of the representatives and managers was that the most important thing in your life is your family. And don't let your career take over your family. That is what I have always preached. And I still preach it, and I still tell my grandsons and granddaughters and grandchildren that is so important, that raising your kids is going to be one of the most important things you do.
Wow. This is just, you're still training and motivating people even now.
Thank you.
I know there are so many people who are going to hear this and just be like, that was it. That's what I need. I know for me, it's easy to almost feel guilt. Oh, I should be out in the workforce. I should be helping, but I'm a stay-at-home mom. But I do. I love it. And I realize, just even listening to you now, like, that is okay to wait.
And you know, many people need to go to work. My point is that I didn't even know what I could do. Waiting until I was 47 years old to have the career of my life was one of the best things I ever did for myself. But it's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. It is not for everyone. But the point I'm just making is don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to wait if you feel a pull not to go to work right now. And then secondly, have faith. That what happens. And then third, make sure that your work doesn't take over your family life.
Wow. Just wow. This is so great.
Oh, thank you.
Motivating people still to this day and probably forever. I love you. I'm so grateful that you came on and shared this. Obviously, we're going to have you back.
Thank you.
So we're very excited for that.
Thank you.
And thank you to whoever you are out there listening. I'm always so grateful for you guys coming. And just hopefully you know that we love you. Hope you're having a great day. And we'll see you next week. Bye.